Most Idaho kids went back to school this week. For many, that means a return to school lunches as well. Food in public schools has changed dramatically since new federal nutrition guidelines were passed in 2010. Those have brought concerns, and children simply don't want to eat the new healthier foods. But as Adam Cotterell reports, a Boise State University researcher says kids like the new meals just fine.
Every lunch served at public schools now has to include a fruit, a vegetable, and something with whole grain. They also have less fat and a lot less salt than they did just a few years ago.
Right off the bat, there were some complaints, but generally they seem to fade over time. Most of the kids seem to like the meals just fine.
That's Lindsay Turner, a Boise State researcher. She's part of a huge research project at the University of Illinois that looks at factors impacting kids' health. Turner surveyed elementary cafeteria workers and administrators who spend lunch hours with kids. More than half of them said when the new meals were introduced, kids complained. But at the time of the survey, in the spring of 2013, kids had been eating them for about 6 months. 70% of respondents said the kids now liked the meals.
One main concern has been if you serve this type of food, the kids might not eat it. And that is not what we found at all with our data. And I think it's very encouraging. We have, as a country, improved the quality of school meals dramatically, and the kids are eating it.
Turner says there has not been a drop-off in the number of kids getting school lunches, and that kids are largely eating the fruits and vegetables, not throwing them out. Some of her results are published in the August issue of the journal Childhood Obesity. Turner did not find any regional differences in how kids were reacting to the new meals, but did find a difference between urban and rural schools. Rural schools reported significantly more complaints. Turner doesn't know why this is, but says maybe it's because they aren't serving the same things.
The rural schools tended to have a little bit more trouble implementing these new meals. There are some supply issues with rural schools being some distance away from suppliers, potentially having trouble sourcing the ingredients that they need.
Overall, Turner says most schools have been able to fully implement the new requirements, though it was difficult for many. But she thinks it's worth it. Because the meals are much healthier, she says, and because kids are eating them, Turner thinks the new standards will improve children's health. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.